good to learn about it ahead of time, and then, you know, it's strictly Dr. Hinman just taught me.
Oh,
yeah.
B?
Yeah, the V.
Yeah, you can also hit W.
Yeah, for white, yeah. Thank you.
So you are good, or do you want to escape out and leave it there? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it there because that's the first one. Yeah, thank you.
And has the Is that the...
Actually, I didn't intentionally think...
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. You want it down?
Yeah, just press B, please.
Press B?
Yes. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We would like to start on time. I'd like to welcome you to the Global Immunization Session. This is session number 4265. My name is Amra Uzikanin, and I'm with the Global Immunization Division at the CDC in Atlanta. I am here together with the colleagues from the Pan-American Health Organization in Washington, D.C. Here are Dr. Lucia Helena de Oliveira, who is the Regional Advisor for New Vaccines, Dr. Carlos Castillo, who's the Regional Advisor for Rubella Elimination, and Dr. John Andrews, who's the Lead Technical Advisor also with the Immunization Unit. The purpose of our session is to provide you an update on global and regional efforts to improve vaccine-preventable disease control. And We will be delivering each of us one talk, and after our four talks, we will have some time for questions and answers and discussion. So without further ado, I will start with the first talk. I will be discussing the status of global measles control and implications for measles control in the United States. I have no relationships to disclose. I will start the presentation by providing a brief introduction to measles. Next, I will review the goals and progress toward global measles mortality reduction and discuss experience with measles elimination efforts in four regions of the world. Thereafter, I will review the implications of global measles trends for measles control in the United States and offer a number of conclusions. Just to remind us all of the face of measles that's shown on this slide with its clinical features, the public health significance of the disease is related with its highly communicable nature. Indeed, it is a very punishing virus, and it's one of the most infectious agents known, and it's extremely effective in finding susceptible hosts. In addition, measles may cause complications, including permanent disability and death, with the case fatality ratio ranging from one death per 1,000 cases in industrialized countries up to 15 deaths per 100 cases described in settings with high prevalence of malnutrition. This is something what most of you don't know. These are also faces of measles and measles complications. Most frequently seen complications include otitis media, pneumonia, and diarrhea, which often require hospitalizations and sometimes lead to death. Less frequent but very severe complications include encephalitis, corneal scarring in children with vitamin A deficiency, which results in blindness, and SSPE, a degenerative CNS disorder, central nervous system disorder, which usually occurs after a latency period of several years following measles infection and results in progressive degeneration and deterioration of mental and motoric status and eventually death. This slide has a very ambitious goal of presenting the measles control in 20th century. In the pre-vaccine era, measles was nearly universal childhood disease, and most people would have had it by the time they reached adulthood. The consequences of uncontrolled measles transmission were estimated 135 million cases and over 6 million deaths that were occurring each year. The era of measles control really started in early 1960s. In the United States, a live attenuated vaccine became available in 1963, and eventually it became available worldwide from mid-1970s through the expanded program on immunization. Subsequently, global disease burden gradually declined, but the death toll still remained high. As recently as in 2000, measles was still causing an estimated 757,000 deaths annually, most of which were occurring in the developing world. In fact, in 2000, just 47 countries in Africa and Southeast Asia accounted for 94% of global measles mortality burden. So in the beginning of this century, we had not only one, but two back-to-back measles mortality reduction goals. Initial goal was set by the World Health Assembly. It was calling for 50% of mortality reduction by 2005, and it was achieved ahead of time and under the budget. Encouraged by this success, WHO and UNICEF established the current goal, calling for 90% reduction by 2010 compared to 2000 levels. The key strategies are listed on this slide, and they predictably include better case management, improved routine coverage with first dose of the vaccine. But the novelty here is offering second opportunity for measles immunization, a big challenge for particularly for resource-poor settings, which have very poor immunization systems and have, as a rule, low routine vaccination coverage. And indeed, as you can see from this map shown in the upper left corner, in 2000, those 47 countries that accounted for most of global measles deaths didn't have second opportunity for measles vaccination, not a single country of them. By 2007, Almost all have introduced a second opportunity for immunization, usually through supplemental immunization activities or mass campaigns. Notable exception is only India that did not conduct such campaigns by 2007. At the same time, global efforts have occurred to improve routine first dose measles vaccination coverage. And on this slide, you can see coverage reported to WHO from the regions in 2000, shown in yellow bars, and 2006, shown in green bars. Of note, on your left side, you can see that in African region, a substantial coverage increase occurred during this period. From 56% in 2000 to 73% in 2006. Some increases occurred in other regions, but in contrast, in Southeast Asia, only a very modest increase occurred of 5 percentage points. However, globally, as you can see on the far right, for the first time ever, routine first dose measles vaccination coverage reached 80% in 2006. And many of you have seen, actually, these data presented in a different way in the previous session that was here in this room. This table actually shows the impact of global measles mortality reduction efforts between 2000 and 2006. As you can see, worldwide, a 68% reduction in measles mortality occurred in this period. Most notably, in Africa, percent reduction reached 91%. And in contrast, in Southeast Asia, only 26%. Actually, this reflects the extent of the mortality reduction efforts that were conducted in these two regions. In the next couple of slides, I'll review the experience with the regional measles elimination efforts. Four regions of the world have more advanced measles control goals. Measles elimination is defined as interruption of indigenous measles virus transmission in a large continuous area, such as region. It does not mean total absence of measles cases in practice. Even when measles elimination is achieved, cases may occur as a result of importation, but outbreaks are usually small in size, and most cases are directly related with imports. As shown on this map, four regions have such goals, and in 1994, Pan American Health Organization was the first one to set goal of measles elimination in the Americas by 2000. Subsequently, European region, shown in green, and Eastern Mediterranean region, shown in purple, adopted their goals of measles elimination by 2010, and most recently, Western Pacific, shown in orange, by 2012. I'd like to spend some time on this slide, which really shows the story of measles elimination in the Americas, both the impact on confirmed measles cases reported each year that are shown here in the red bars, and the strategies that were used, which are frequently referred to as catch-up, keep-up, and follow-up. Catch-up campaigns are once-off campaigns that are implemented initially, targeting very wide age range, and in the Americas it was usually 9 months to 14 years of age. And their role is to quickly achieve high population immunity and interrupt virus transmission. As you can see, in the Americas, most countries have implemented catch-up campaigns during the 90s. The second word, keep up, refers to high routine immunization coverage with the first dose that on this slide is presented with the blue line. As you can see, as the catch-up campaigns were being implemented, efforts were being made to improve routine first dose coverage and to sustain it at 90% or greater. Finally, the follow-up campaigns are periodically implemented every 3 to 5 years to offer second opportunity for immunization for children born since the previous campaign. And as you can see, after the full implementation of these strategies, from late 90s, actually from early 2001 and then into 2002, these red bars have disappeared, and indigenous measles virus transmission in the Americas was actually interrupted in late 2002. what is happening in the other regions and how the region of the Americas has fared in the more recent years. As you can see from the number of measles cases reported by WHO region to WHO, the Americas continue to report very, very low incidence, barely visible on this slide in this, as this red little bar. Those cases are mainly imported and import associated, which is consistent with sustained elimination in the Americas. In contrast, there is continued virus transmission in other three regions, even though they do have measles elimination goal. And as you can see, they are reporting cases in thousands, and they do experience large outbreaks. For example, on this map, you can see the measles outbreaks in the WHO European region that occurred between September 2007 and August 2008. Large outbreaks occurred in Italy, in Switzerland, and Israel, and their significance was not only for the countries and people affected, but also for the countries surrounding them in the region, and even as far as the United States, because we did receive imported cases from those countries. One take-home message from this map, though, is that most of these outbreaks occurred in high-income industrialized countries in Europe. And by and large, the occurrence of these outbreaks reflects problems with MMR uptake in those countries. So what are the implications for the United States? In this country, as those of you who have been here for the previous session, indigenous measles was declared eliminated in 2000, and we have had sustained high MMR coverage nationwide ever since, and sustained low annual incidence with less than one reported cases per 1 million population. However, risk of measles still remains. Measles transmission, as you could see from the previous slides, still occurs globally, everywhere except for the regions in the Americas. In 2006, we had lots of visitors and lots of people from this country have traveled abroad. So we remain connected, interconnected with the world. And these very simple equations actually show the story. Each travel presents an opportunity for exposure, and its exposure of non-immune individuals results in disease. How much disease there will be depends on how many susceptibles we have in the community. So let's see how does that play out in the United States. As I have mentioned, indigenous measles was eliminated in 2000. From 2001 through 2007, most of cases reported in this country have been imported. Moreover, in most years, number of reported cases has been less than 100 per year. This year, however, is different. We have reached already by September 30th the highest number of reported cases for the past 12 years. Another important message from this last bar for 2008 is that the proportion of the indigenously acquired cases, locally acquired cases, compared to the directly imported cases is much greater this year than in any previous year since the measles was declared eliminated in 2000. And this map actually also shows that we had large outbreaks in a number of states that are shown here as yellow circles, and also clusters of less than three cases in many states. 17 states and District of Columbia have reported cases so far. That it's not business as usual, we know because we also have lots of MMWRs this year about measles in the United States. And many of you have seen this similar slide from previous presentations, but I just would like to recapitalize who are the cases that were reported this year. We had 136 cases in 17 states and D.C. 20 of them were directly imported, but most notably, 10 of them were U.S. residents. 10 or half of those imported cases were people from the United States. Of all 126 cases in the U.S. residents, more than 90% were unvaccinated or had unknown vaccination status. So in conclusion, I'd like to just summarize this session and say that global measles mortality is at its lowest level, and major advance has been achieved by reducing the mortality. However, measles virus does occur elsewhere. Region of the Americas was the first one and still remains the only one to have eliminated measles. And other regions with elimination goals still have a long way to go to reach that. Two-dose vaccination strategy and high vaccination coverage are key for both global measles mortality reduction and measles elimination. And for us in the United States, the risk will remain as long as virus continues to circulate in other countries. Timely two-dose vaccination for all individuals is the key to prevent disease and prevent the outbreaks, because we can do that and we can prevent further importations and further spread in the communities. Thank you very much.